You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll learn about some of the most influential presidential primaries from Wisconsin's past. First, as other states around the Midwest have been putting resources into developing wind energy sources, Wisconsin has been slower to move. States like Iowa, Michigan, and Indiana have added thousands of megawatts of wind power over the past 5 years, while Wisconsin has gained just 17. But the state's wind energy lull could be ending, with two new possible wind farms on the horizon. Joining us now to talk more about Wisconsin's wind energy policy is Jim Tingem, a professor of engineering at UW-Madison. Jim, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, why haven't we seen more wind development in Wisconsin over the last 5 years or so?
We have a 10% renewable portfolio standard, and that was met approximately in 2012. So there has not been much of a utility need for additional renewable energy since about 2012.
So we met that, but you know, we look at other neighboring states, comparing ourselves against Minnesota, Iowa, Michigan, and Wisconsin seems to be lagging. What are other states doing?
Well, Iowa and Minnesota do have a little bit more abundant wind resources to use, and they also have a stronger political will and interest in going into renewables into the future, attracting manufacturing for renewables to the state, and then meeting future environmental and climate change initiatives from the federal government.
Is there anything besides having met this threshold for clean energy in Wisconsin that has been holding the state back from developing more wind energy?
Yes, it is difficult for developers here in Wisconsin due to some local standards that are more strict than state standards. So, you know, the state-based science is really what would drive more wind here, so the developers know what noise restrictions they need, what setbacks they need, and then that would not be overturned or an issue at more local levels is one of the biggest things holding back additional wind in Wisconsin.
You've been saying more state-based science. What kinds of questions do you think need to be answered?
Well, appropriate setbacks where health-based questions from neighbors, such as any health impacts that I would have, flicker, which is a when the blades kind of flutter the sunlight into your windows. So basic science in which those outcomes, what is really health-based versus what is an annoyance to a neighbor, or especially if a resident is opposed to the wind farm, what they perceive as a annoyance.
You're saying that maybe Wisconsin doesn't have those answers yet, but have other states worked on answering those questions? Is there science out there already that we could turn to?
Yes, many states have looked at this. Massachusetts did a very comprehensive health-based study that refuted many of these claims of health impacts. There have been large studies in Canada, in Australia, the United Kingdom. So around the country and the world, these basic science limits have been fairly well established on the benefits and the negatives of wind energy.
We're talking right now with engineering professor Jim Tingem, talking about Wisconsin's wind energy future. And it looks like this sort of lull that Wisconsin has had in wind energy could be ending, and the wind industry could be picking up with a few industrial-sized projects getting looked at in Wisconsin. What can you tell us about those?
Well, there are at least three projects that are reasonably close to development stage. One is the Highland Wind Farm in St. Croix County, where they have received a certificate of public convenience and necessity from the Public Service Commission, but that is in a legal appeal right now, and briefs are going back to the Public Service Commission on some noise abatement issues to readdress that issue there. Also in Lafayette County, there's an EDP wind farm that actually will likely go to construction next year, And then in Tish Mills, Wind, and Kewaunee and Manitowoc counties is possibly on the drawing boards in the future. So there's at least three wind farms that are in various stages right now of approval and towards construction in Wisconsin.
What can you tell us about the size of these proposed wind farms?
Well, the ones on the board right now are relatively small. As an example, in St. Croix County, that is a 102.5-megawatt project, which is about 50% smaller than, like, Blue Sky Greenfield in Fond du Lac. So they're moderately sized wind farms. But for perspective, a 100-megawatt wind farm is enough power for about 57,000 residential households.
Are there incentives that developers of wind farms are offering to get communities on board with what they want to do?
Well, there's always good neighbor policy. You want your landowners and your neighbors to feel good about your development. I know of certain wind farms in the Midwest where they offer things like free satellite cable, just in case you have any problems with your antennas near the farm. They will build better county roads towards the farm and other public infrastructure to help out the local economy. And then there's also going to be a reimbursement to those local levels of townships and counties for hosting fees, in addition to the money paid to the landowners for leasing their property for wind energy development.
Right, and looking more closely at that, is there evidence that the compensation and incentives that companies can give would make a difference in local economies?
Well, they do. In Wisconsin, it's close to $2 million in annual leases for property owners are already proffered, in addition to what's going to local school boards and the like. So those incentives are money going back into the economy. You know, another major incentive here in Wisconsin is the manufacturing base, such as Broadwind Towers in Manitowoc, which is a large producer of the towers for wind energy across North America.
And you mentioned earlier that Iowa seems to be a good place to have wind farms, that it is, it sounds as though that the natural terrain lends itself. Do we have that in Wisconsin?
Well, what Iowa has going for it in part is that they have larger tracts of land under single ownership, so it's easier to site wind farms where you only have to negotiate with one or two larger landowners. In Wisconsin, it's a little bit more segmented, smaller, you know, 80 acres here, 160 acres here, so you do have to negotiate with a larger pool of landowners to site a large-scale wind farm in Wisconsin.
So as we said, there has been this five-year lull in development of wind energy. Now there's a few new projects on the horizon. Do you get the sense that things are shifting, that this is a turning point for Wisconsin in terms of wind energy development?
I really don't see a seismic shift. I see incremental movements until major regulatory drivers like the Clean Power Plan come home, and Wisconsin will have to react on certain percentages of renewable energy in the portfolio. So there may be a smattering of new projects in development, a trickle per se, but I do not see a torrent in the next several years.
And aside from that, do you think that enough questions have been answered or will be answered about health concerns about wind farms to make communities and people amenable to having them, hosting them in their towns?
Yes, actually, I believe that our Public Service Commission does a quite good job of addressing concerns when they're evaluating these sites. As an example, the proposed wind farm in St. Croix County was intensively reviewed, addressed, and all concerns were put on the table much more extensively than other states. So in the state, we do have a very good regulatory review of the benefits and negatives of wind energy development.
And just briefly as we wrap up, are we reaching a point, are we at the point where wind is a viable energy source, an alternative to coal or natural gas?
It is very viable right now. Wind energy is cost competitive with new coal or new nuclear. And we are just under 5% wind energy in the nation. Department of Energy projects that we could get to 20% by 2025 without major policy initiatives.
James, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
That was engineering professor Jim Tingem talking about Wisconsin's wind energy future.